Okay, our question session is done. We're going to go to closing statements. Each candidate has 2 minutes for a closing statement, and we start with Neil.
This campaign is about Salem voters making an important choice that will affect the future of our city for years to come. In my mind, the choice is clear. It's a choice between a person with over 25 years of direct, hands-on municipal management experience and a person who's never held elective office. Between a person who has spent years personally listening to the concerns of residents and who is used to being held accountable to the people who have elected him, and a person who has only been accountable and had to take direction from one person, the former mayor. The mayor who, as everyone knows, made all the bottom line decisions while this other person was working as a staff person at City Hall. From my conversations with folks I have met at their front doors and at coffee parties, I have become affirmed in my belief that this campaign is about listening, not lecturing. It's about people, not programs. It's about electing a candidate who is running on his own record and not someone else's. If I'm elected, I won't be looking over my shoulder. I will be looking straight ahead, and I will be accountable to only one constituency, the people of Salem. Our city has a proud history of changing and adapting to meet the times. I'm running because I want to unite Salem and continue to move it forward. I come prepared to lead, to listen, and to put my experience to work for everyone who has chosen to call Salem home. I believe there is no problem that Salem cannot take on if we commit to working together. I'm making that commitment because I love this city and I want to see it succeed. I hope you will all join me in this effort, and I respectfully ask for your vote on May 16th.
Well, thanks again to the debate organizers, the moderator, to everyone who submitted questions, who watched or attended. Salem is at a pivotal moment, a moment where we must choose. Do we continue to move forward as a city, or do we push pause and rewind? To me, that's not a choice. Salem didn't become the place it is today, the place I love, the place where I chose to raise my family by settling for middling or mediocrity. We're a city that punches far above our weight class, a place that other places want to be like. We're not a sleepy town or a bedroom suburb. We're not a city that looks at the opportunities that are ahead of us and says, pass. And the idea that you have to be a politician to manage this city is frankly exactly what's wrong with politics these days. I've not run for office here in the past. I'm not an itinerant politician just looking for the next gig. I'm a leader who's been here doing the work, and as a public school parent, someone deeply and personally invested in the success of our schools and our community. Salem deserves a mayor who's prepared to lead with competence and compassion on the challenges facing our community today and into the future. Someone who shares a vision of what our city can be and the values that have made us a beacon of progress and prosperity. Someone who's been there for Salem, shoulder to shoulder alongside so many of you for the important discussions and fights over these years. Someone ready to get to work for our city on day one because they've been doing that work for our city every day for the last decade. I'm running for mayor to build on the foundation that we've created here together, to fix what isn't working, but to keep us moving forward toward a Salem that works for everyone. I'm incredibly proud of the grassroots campaign that we've run so far, and I invite you to join our campaign at pangaloforsalem.com, and I ask for your vote on May 16th. Thank you very much.
All right, that concludes our debate. I want to say thank you to SATV for filming it. I want to say thank you to the Hawthorne for this wonderful location. Thank you all for the great questions. And let's do one more round of applause for the candidates before we go.
Get up now.